Without much warning, Republicans on the legislature's Joint Finance Committee recently passed a state budget amendment regarding high-capacity wells. The language would make it tougher for citizens to challenge permits for those wells on grounds that the big wells may cumulatively harm local ground and surface waters and create other environmental damage. Amber Meyer-Smith of Clean Wisconsin says one problem area is the high-capacity wells near frack sand mines.
Those use a lot of water to water down the sand that they're mining for. So you get a bunch of wells in one area. They have an impact on other people's wells, like farmers' wells and residential wells. And this is preventing those neighbors who might be impacted by a well from bringing any action to challenge whether cumulative impacts have been determined or not.
Smith also says the budget change appears to help a huge dairy farm expansion proposed for Adams County. Groups like Friends of the Central Sands are trying to block the high-capacity well permit there. Governor Scott Walker says he'll review the Finance Committee's action on the wells, but is not promising a veto.
Certainly, I think it's an issue not just in that budget provision, but overall a way that we need to work with our ag partners.
Meanwhile, environmentalists say they're trying to get a bipartisan group of lawmakers to kill the wells language when the budget bill goes through the Assembly and Senate. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.